utmost for his highest. January the 27th. Look again and think. Take no thought for your life. Matthew 6, verse 25. A warning which needs to be reiterated is that the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in will choke all that God puts in. We are never free from the recurring tides of this encroachment. If it does not come on the lines of clothes and food, it will come on the lines of money or lack of money, or friends or lack of friends, or on the line of difficult circumstances. It is one steady encroachment all the time, and unless we allow the Spirit of God to raise up the standard against it, these things will come in like a flood. Take no thought for your life. Be careful about only one thing, says our Lord, your relationship to me. Common sense shouts loud and says, that is absurd. I must consider how I am going to live. I must consider what I am going to eat and drink. Jesus says, you must not. Beware of allowing the thought that this statement is made by one who does not understand our particular circumstances. Jesus Christ knows our circumstances better than we do. And he says we must not think about these things so as to make them the one concern of our life. Whenever there is competition, be sure that you put your relationship to God first. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Oh, how much evil has begun to threaten you today! What kind of mean little imps have been looking in and saying, now what are you going to do next month, this summer? Be anxious for nothing, Jesus says. Look again and think. Keep your mind on the much more of your Heavenly Father.